Track 13, Systematic Desensitization. Now that we've discussed the anger diary technique, let's turn to another approach regarding anger that makes depression. To unmask the anger hiding his depression, with Neil, whom you remember from the previous track, we also tried systematic desensitization. This strategy works by exploring a client's anger hierarchy to help him relax during anger-provoking situations. I used this technique with Neil after he began keeping his anger diary and realized his anger was a problem. The basic thrust of systematic desensitization is that it enables your client to decrease the intensity of his anger by teaching him to be more relaxed in certain anger-provoking situations. By doing so, unmasking the depression that lies below the anger. Let's now review the steps of systematic desensitization. There are 8 steps in this process, developed by Joseph Wolf. As I read the list, think of a client you are treating for whom you might consider using this technique. Step 1. Selecting a topic of your anger hierarchy. I told Neil to look through his anger diary and to make a list of 5 situations that most frequently provoked his anger. Then I asked him to pick one of those situations, one that often caused him intense anger. Neil chose to examine meetings at work that aroused his anger. Step 2. Choosing situations for your hierarchy. Next, I asked Neil to write down on separate index cards 10 or 20 anger-provoking situations within a broad category of work meetings. Neil chose situations like a coworker comes to the meeting unprepared, or the boss makes unrealistic demands on me and my group. Step 3. Arranging your anger hierarchy. I asked Neil to arrange his cards in a hierarchy with the least anger-provoking situation on the top of the stack and the most anger-provoking situation on the bottom. Step 4. Confirming the order of your hierarchy. I told Neil it was important he had correctly arranged the situation cards. I suggested that he close his eyes and briefly visualize each situation individually. He was to watch specifically for how angry he was as he imagined each situation. Then, he was to compare his reactions with a range of emotional intensity, 1 to 5, 1 being annoyed and 5 being enraged. Ideally, this emotional reaction would become increasingly intense as he progressed through the hierarchy he had established. Here's part of Neil's hierarchy. Intensity 1. A meeting was supposed to start 5 minutes ago, and 3 coworkers amble into the room. Intensity 2. You're supposed to listen to a presentation of a coworker, and he's clearly unprepared, searching for information and bumbling around while you and others wait. Intensity 3. You need information from a coworker before you can move on in your project, but she tells you she's going to have it later than expected. Intensity 4. You're supposed to give a presentation, but moments before the meeting, you've dropped your papers, and they fell into an incoherent mess. Intensity 5. Your boss sees an inadequacy in a group project, and she blames you, even though the mistake was the fault of your coworkers, not yours. The list goes on of items that Neil recognized as anger-provoking situations, each of increasing intensity. Step 5. Learning to relax. Before we began the actual desensitization process, I asked Neil to relax. We went over the power technique and the counting technique, which you remember from earlier in the course. Any relaxing technique will do for this step. The important thing is to find a tranquil place to let go. Step 6. Selecting a positive mental image. After Neil had relaxed his body and mind, I told him, now paint a mental picture of the most restful, relaxing, and rejuvenating place you can think of. In Neil's case, the place was a secluded, sunny beach. Other clients say they picture a remote mountain cabin or a social gathering with some of their favorite people. Any of these will do. What's important is that you select an image that truly makes you feel relaxed and one that you can call forth many times. Step 7. Beginning to desensitize yourself to anger-provoking situations. Neil was ready to begin desensitizing himself from the situations that had always made him angry. He was completely relaxed, and I told him to look at the first situation card. He looked at it for about 20 seconds and reported no increase in tension. Then he moved on to the next card. I told Neil that if he began to feel tense, to immediately replace the anger-provoking image with his positive mental image of a secluded sunny beach. After picturing his pleasant image, it took Neil a while to feel fully relaxed again. He then looked at the first card and the second, but he felt the tension again. I told him to use the positive mental image to relax himself, and then to stop the exercise. I find it's most useful to do only a few situations at a time. So Neil and I resume the systematic desensitization exercise during our next session. Step 8. Progressing through your anger hierarchy. Neil eventually worked through his list of anger-provoking situations, moving on to the next and more intense situation only if he had endured the previous one and remained relaxed. At times, he would really struggle with a certain situation. If this occurred, we would go back to the previous situation, and he would gain control of his anger there. By the end of our exercise, weeks later, Neil was able to visualize almost 20 situations that always made him angry before. Now he could minimize the anger with concentration and relaxation. Neil gradually applied what he learned using systematic desensitization to new anger-provoking situations. Along with the anger diary, this technique helped Neil better understand and control his anger. Do you think the systematic desensitization technique would help a depressed male client of yours who is hiding his depression behind masks of anger? Could you start with the steps in your next session? Now that I've discussed systematic desensitization as a way to help your depressed and possibly suicidal client, in the next track, we'll look at cost and payoffs to batterers whose depression and anger results in physical violence. Question 13. What is the purpose of systematic desensitization?